Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Luba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, a long weekend. But, hey, it was worth all the planning, sleepless nights, the how many times I have to stop myself from choking my daughter when I have to shake her back to reality because she was overthinking for the wedding and doing worried about stuff she didn't have to worry about. but all a crowd and you know, we had a late start. But people was very patient, and my family showed up and showed out, and we had fun, and it was great, you know, great memories. Everybody looked it gorgeous. I can't wait to post a few wedding photos. You know, we had a...
Seeing a couple on Instagram.
Yeah, my daughter, she can't help it. You know what it is? I was so busy. See, I didn't get to be just the mother of the bride and sit back and say, okay, that's nice, that's nice. I had to be the planner. I had to be the coordinator. I had to be, I was the maid of honor. It was, I had so many different roles that I did not get to take not one picture with my phone. You know, I had to make sure everything was going, nothing was going to ruin anything. So I didn't get to take any pictures, but my family was able to take, you know, pictures with their phones and stuff. So some people have been posting some stuff. She's posted some stuff. So, and I sent out the little blast saying, send me what pictures and videos y'all got of the wedding. But... oh, even the guys were looking sharp. Even the little knucklehead ones that I was like, oh, they going to do something to make me pop them. But they was on their best behavior. So, and it was all worth it. They were happy. Yeah, they were happy. I told him he was going to cry. And as soon as my daughter started coming down, you saw it all on his face. I said, see, that's love right there. He was, it was just, they did their vows from the heart. It was beautiful. I was like, look at them at the shop.
I don't know if I cried when I first time I got married and saw her come. I don't know if I cried. Damn. But that's a good thing though. That is a that is a sign of the brother's really happy. The brother loves this woman and he, you know, he's all in.
Yeah, I said you want to cry. He was like, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, the good news is, you know, mom was, there's an echo somewhere, and I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. But she made you maid of honor?
Maid of honor. Yeah. She had me with my long dress on. She ain't let me show no skin. She ain't let me, my dress was all the way down, no split. But I let her have it. I let her have it because it was her day. But
can't be out there. Wait a minute now. Hold up. You ain't going to be at your daughter's wedding showing the yams and the gams, having all them young little young boys chase you around. Mm-mm. Nah. You ain't going to do that.
I mean, she could let me show a little calf or something. Yeah, they're always down. Showers down to my ankles. When I took my shoes off, you couldn't see my feet at all. That's how long it was. But it was a gorgeous dress. So the fact that it was long was just a little thing. But that's what she wanted, and that was fine. But yeah, her gown is gorgeous. She just was And that's when it hit me. When she started walking down the aisles, that's when the eyes started watering for me. I'm like, oh, my baby's really getting married.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Congratulations to you, her, the fam. Everybody wins on this one.
Okay. So, and how are you? I mean,
I'm here. Everything's everything. I'm grinding and trying to stay out of trouble. So, but I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
As you better stay out of trouble. You know how many people is connected to you? How many businesses you keeping afloat? It's going to be like a crash on Wall Street. Sad for you. I thought I was going to do. I'm sure it's how they go to do this. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Well, I'll be okay.
But you got this. You never stayed us wrong. You haven't let us down. And it's been time. Long time. Even longer for others. So keep doing what you're doing. Hope you guys are ready for a good show. It is Talk Tuesday, and we're doing a special 2021 Q&A session. This is going to be part one on Therapy Thursday. We're going to do part two, and we're going to answer some submitted questions about sex, life, and relationships. All questions are welcome. Remember, you can also call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to speak with us. And remember, you will be live. So when you call in, you have to turn down the volume if you're listening from a separate device in which you're calling from.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get this here party rolling. I'm trying to get caught up. All right. For those who are listening, if you submitted questions or you submitted them on someone's behalf, I promise you that by the end of the week, we'll be all caught up with questions, so I would have covered everyone. All right, let's start the first one. This is a question regarding dating and relationships. This one, the person wants to be called True Giants Fan. That's the best anonymous thing you can come up with, sir. Okay. He says, I'm dating a girl, and I'm worried that I can't measure up to her. I've been seeing her for a while now. She's really nice. She's smart. We have a lot in common. But so far, we've been on like 6 great dates. She talks more than me, which is fine because I love listening to her. We always hold hands and kiss and get it in real good. I got to fast forward. See, 4 paragraphs, y'all. Despite me being a super introvert, I'm always down for new experiences and stuff. In a way, I feel like dating her would allow me to get out more. She always tells me that she can't wait to spend more time with me. I do have the confidence in myself, but I always imagined a girl with her personality and life experiences would want someone else. Should I tell her that I'm an introvert and homebody with a limited social life, or should I just rock out?
Well, first of all, you should be rocking out because she's into you. or you still, she still will not be continuing to be going on dates with you. And not only going on dates with you, but looking forward to the next date or when she can spend time with you. Another thing you need to realize, you sound like you're an overthinker. So therefore, you're thinking too much into it. Okay. So just don't think too much into it. Keep on going. Keep the open line of communication. Wait, I think I'm having some type of something going on with my audio. Am I good, Hakim?
Say it a little bit more. Finish your thought. That way I could get a good assessment of it.
Oh, okay. So just don't overthink it. Go with the flow. Keep that open line of communication going because clearly she's into you and she's having a good time. You know, don't start doubting yourself because when you start doubting and overthinking it, it's going to kind of interfere with how you interact with her, and that's where the problem is going to come into place. So just keep that in mind.
Yep,
sometimes,
I agree.
You know, different people bring, sometimes different people bring out different things. So maybe she's helping you become more open and outgoing and stuff, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, man. There's nothing unusual about feeling heavy, dealing with someone who's done more, a little more than you, have a different lifestyle, who's been to places that you haven't thought about being, or they have a job that's, you know, a lot better than yours. Whatever the case may be, those were her life experiences, and you're going to respect them and honor them, but you put y'all life experiences first. It's less about her, more about y'all. Then you're going to have some people in your life that have done way more than you've done. Mm-hmm. I've dated women in my past that done way more than my black ass ever did, but I'm still king. I don't give a shit what you did at the end of the day. It's what we're doing now together. So it's not so much as an insecurity thing. It's you're getting in your own way and you are in your own head. But yes, you should talk to her more so about your being an introvert because she's so used to traveling and she's so used to running around and doing things. You don't want to do it just for the sake of doing it or just to comply. You want to meet in the middle somewhere because you have to be your true self. Because if not, you're going to build a resentment down the road and it's going to destroy your relationship. So right now, while everything's good, be honest, upfront, and direct, and, you know, don't bullshit her because you seem like you really dig her and she makes you happy, so don't mess it up like some of us tend to do. You know, it's just a what do you call it, like a culture clash. You're an introvert, she's an extrovert. She likes to travel, you're a homebody. Meet in the middle, figure it out. Don't lose a good woman because you aren't subject to change.
And I agree too with the traveling and the extra stuff. Don't do stuff too fast that you're not okay with because you want to be able to get the best out of the experience. And when you do things when you're not truly open to it, you're not going to get the full experience out of it that you would have gotten out of it because you're not going, you know, you're not going into it with a open mind, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Queen. Let's switch a little bit to the parenting thing.
Okay.
All right. This is Michelle from Pittsburgh. She said this. She's a first time listener. Now, mind you, she sent this in about a month ago, but she says she's a first time listener, and she had a question regarding stepdads and boyfriends having permission to spank the children. Do you guys think it's a no-go, or should it be something that could be discussed, or am I just crazy for not allowing it at all?
Okay. So first of all, we see too many stories where it was the boyfriend or the husband or whoever that's not the child's father. And sometimes we have a few cases with the women, too, hitting on children that's not theirs and going overboard. And they're, you know, and it turns into abuse or even death. Now, it's different ways for your mate to discipline your child without being physical with them. That should not always be the go-to, for one. And me, is nobody that I'm with, I mean, with that can come in and just start physically, you know, hitting my kids as punishment. Because that's not my go-to. I'm not saying that my kids didn't get spanked or anything, but that's not my go-to because my kids weren't always, like, you know, over the top or always getting in trouble and stuff. That's for one. But it's other ways to discipline. Now, yes, if that's your, you know, your mate, your long-term relationship, and they are raising, you know, and helping support and everything with that child, yes, y'all supposed to be a team. You know, y'all shouldn't be able to be played one against the other. And it should be a matter of respect as well, both ways, with that person respecting your children respecting, you know, them. But I don't think, because some people switch men too much to be just letting anybody come in and discipline your kids anyway.
Right.
But I don't think, you know, that's the go-to, especially when you have little girls just come and letting your dude just come pop on you. Because let's be honest, when you are upset with a child, that's the worst time to even decide you're going to spank a child, because you're upset. So you might not even know your own strength at that time when you're upset, you're pissed, you're sad, like whatever type of emotions you're going through. That's why some of these kids growing up in the first response to them being angry is to fight, to attack, because that's all they know, because that's what they're getting growing up. I'm not saying that I'm not an advocate for spanking. I'm not, you know. I'm not going to sit on no high horse and say that, you know, it shouldn't happen. But I don't think that people's mates should be coming in feeling like that's their God-given right to be spanking nobody's child. And some people better need to stop giving people that type of power, especially when the spanking is not warranted. Because some people, the slightest thing that a child do, they want to whoop them.
So. Yeah, that's abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That is abuse. I can relate a lot to this question. You know, I have three biological boys of my own, but I've raised four girls. And I have always had ass whooping privileges because the women knew me and they knew I would never do anything to hurt their child. But I took the time to make myself unique. The average dude ain't going to take that time. From my perspective, I can't speak for any other brother because every brother will tell you a different story. But from my perspective, if I see that there's no father present and I'm taking on this woman as being my whiz and I'm supposed to be with her and I'm be around her and her kids and I see they jumping off the goddamn furniture, they acting like assholes, they putting themselves and everybody at risk in the house, somebody getting their legs popped.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
but I'm not going to do it without your permission. I always, like, listen, if you give me ass-whooping permissions, I can adjust the behaviors around this house real quick. But my philosophy is don't hit them when you mad. Hit them when they're wrong. And when I mean hit, I ain't talking about cock a ball of your fist up and rock them. I'm talking about just, you know, tear them legs and thigh meat. Them gams. Tear them up. Them gams and them yams. Tear them shits up. There's nothing worse than dating a woman who has kids who are disrespectful, bad as shit, and she's overwhelmed because she's busting her ass working, trying to do shit. She tell them to do the dishes, and they still sitting there. She tell them to do this, and they take out the trash. They still sitting there. Man, look. What did she just tell you? Oh, okay, come here. Dishes done, trash taken out. That's
see, that's different. They just got some unruly kids. See, me, I had that problem. You know, and like you said, you're different from most. Some people just come in thinking that they're supposed to have, you know, automatically come with that right to just jump in and put in a place just because you screwing a mama. That don't mean you could do whatever you want to the kids.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. Nah, some people going with that. Or if you screwing a daddy, you just thinking you about to boom, step daddy, step mom, and I could do what I want. And they're not even doing what they supposed to be doing, because half of the dudes ain't taking care of their own kids. They want to come be daddy to somebody else's child. You know, but you know,
but even that is a different degree, right? I'm not going to put my hand on any child I don't love. Just because I love your mother, I gotta love you too. You're a package deal, right? Because if anything happens to her, I want to still be there. Or when days when she don't feel right, I need to be there. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm not going to do it unless I care about these kids. If I care about you, I want you to be raised right. I know your pop ain't shit, or he dead, or in jail, or whatever the case may be. You know? Because I've been in situations where I walk past the father. He say, hey, what's up to the kid? Like, it's a nigga on the street. And I'm holding the baby girl hand, taking her to the store to get her some Cheetos and shit. That's just how this reality of the black dynamic is nowadays. Some of these dudes just ain't shit. They don't want to be fathers. So if you got a man that loves you, ladies, and he wants to be a father, let him. That includes the punishment. Now, you supervise that shit. You don't let him get Gorilla Monsoon to be body slamming, show slamming kids and shit. No. But when he popping them hips, okay, that's a receipt. So me personally, in regards to the writer of this message, if you are saying it's a no-go, and I respect that, in this day and time, in this modern society, I don't trust these motherfuckers. So no, to the queen's point, it's too many dudes who ain't been raised right themselves. I grew up in a two-parent home. I took the time to understand what it meant to be a dad, what it meant to be a parent, and how to co-parent. So I feel like I earned that. How many other people you know going to put that work in to go get that understanding of themselves? They're going to do like the next queens. They're going to show up. They put dick in you so that they think that's authorization to beat your kid's ass. Nah. So, but nah, it's up to, it's a, to answer your question with all that talk, do what you feel is best, you know. But if you're going to give a man that kind of authority, you got to make sure that's the right man. Because, you know, some of y'all chicks out here, y'all shouldn't be dating some of these dudes, and let alone give them privileges. I'm all talking about people, man, and shit. All right, fellas, don't calm down. I get beat up because they say I attack the men too much. No, I'm just calling y'all out. Fuck out of here. All right, here we go. This one is from Tiffany from Delaware. She says she's a first-time listener. She sent this message in about 3 weeks ago, and she's saying that her husband walked out on her and her daughter to be with her cousin and is now suddenly back wanting to play happy family. She goes, I really don't know what I should do. This man abandoned me and our daughter, and I finally have a chance for a future with a really great girl. I was getting to the point where I was comfortable with getting a divorce, as I've been separated for 2 years. My daughter was doing a lot better, and I'm scared that this will confuse her. She knows who her dad is, but he's become a stranger to us all now, and he wants to come back like everything's cool. What should I do?
Do you not know what you want to do, or are you just scared to take that leap? Let me explain something to you. When a family breaks up and the mother and father is no longer together, if that man can't be a man and still be a father to his children, he should never have an option to come back, I mean. Also, not to mention, he left with your cousin. So automatically, him and her should be cut off. So now that you're ready to move on, you're ready to get a divorce, you know, and things are better. You said have a future. That means your life is getting better. Your child's life is getting better. It shouldn't even be an option, a thought, or any type of confusion about moving on. Because when the drama, the badness, the negativity and everything leaves your life, the things that's holding you back leaves your life, you're going to see things get better. So once you become in a better space, you should never allow that person who brought you whatever grief, heartache, and sadness have an opportunity to come in your life and do it again. He's only back because of whatever he left you for didn't work out. The grass wasn't so green on the other side. So now he's trying to come back because he feels like no matter what he's done, you're going to take him back. You say he's a stranger now. So that means he has not been in your life and hasn't been consistent. The stamp to close that chapter should have been that your daughter is doing much better now. Once you see that your child's life is improving and she's getting happier and she's doing better, that right there alone should be the reason why you don't go back or don't allow him to come back. Girl, don't be afraid of the next chapter because you already done peeked into the next chapter. You know what happiness it brings. Close that last chapter, get that divorce, sign off on him. Do not let him manipulate you or guilt trip you into it because he probably hit you with the old, I want my family back, I was wrong. No. You at who expense of whose happiness? Your child? So what he wants, is that more important than what your child needs or what you need? Because this is a need versus want thing right now at this point. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, Hakim. I'm going to let you get your opinion.
I don't have much else to add to that. It's just, come on, man. I'm gonna let you hang with that one, Queen. I'm going to the next one.
And then you're about to break somebody else's heart. Whoever she's dating, she's gonna break that person's heart. That person that stepped up and stepped in and showed up.
Yeah, it's like, why are you even considering it? Why are you allowing it? Now, let me back up a second.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to be in his child's life, even though he stepped out and ran away with your cousin, if he's coming back to be a dad, let him. Figure out how to be productive co-parents. But all that happy family bullshit, you out of your goddamn mind.
And I wonder how old the child is,
you know,
too. because
if you listen to this, please write us back. We want more information because I'm not gonna lie, this story pisses me off. And sisters, this is Women's History Month, and the black woman is the first woman. And goddamn, y'all gotta change the history. Stop this nonsense with these goofy ass dudes. Seriously, why? I get that there's love and there's history, but come on, he ran away with your cousin, and you're allowing him to play it, and you're asking us to read. Come on, man. Over the shit. Mm-hmm. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. So all he's doing is messing up your head.
He don't love, he don't care, he don't respect you, and he didn't give a damn about the family. He didn't give a damn about y'all little family, but he gave a damn about your family, your cousin that he ran away with.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, he's coming back, and he's going to try to butter them biscuits. Please write us back and update us, because I'm sure he wants your yams. He want to pop them cheeks. I know it. I feel it in my bones. He want to pop them cheeks, and you going to be crazy and let him. And then here come the Jerry Springer bullshit, the cousins fighting over a goofy-ass dude. So, please, but update us and let us know what you think and what's going on and how things currently, because your question was a little dated, so I'm sure there's been some new craziness since then. You know, he come back wanting to be happy family. Shit. All right, Queen. Boy, here we go. This person wants to be anonymous.
You know what that means?
And they're asking. Yeah, they're asking, how do women feel about dating bisexual men? And he says, I'm a bisexual man, and I've had a hard time dating women because I always feel insecure. When I try to date women, I feel like she will I'm sorry, it's poorly written. When I date a woman, I feel like she will always judge me. Because she knows I have been with men in the past. I know that probably isn't the case, but that's how I think. I don't have this problem when I date only with women. I've heard you guys talk about bisexual and download guys, and I remember how Kim was saying, always be upfront and honest with the ladies so they can make a choice. I've tried it that way, but it seems like I just can't get a good woman in my life because when I'm honest about my sexuality, it goes bad. Please help.
Well, it's not about being able to get a good woman with your honesty. It's all about being able to get the right woman for you. It's just because you're honest with somebody, that doesn't mean that they're into it or they have to be accepting of it. But you will want to be with someone that's accepting of it because then you don't have to worry about being judged or anything. And it sounds like part of it is your own insecurities because you said that's the way you think. You think they're always judging you. Some people are okay with it. Some people are not. And you just need to focus on the people that is okay with it. Because if they're okay with it and they're willing to be in a relationship with you, then great, it'll work out. If you're not honest with them and you invest time and energy and feelings and emotions and then they find out, then you're going to have wasted that time, energy, emotions that you put into it because they're going to leave. But it's not about having a problem with someone that's bisexual. It's having a problem with someone that's not honest about your sexuality because if you can't accept who you are, how in the hell are you going to expect for someone else to accept who you are?
So. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. You know, I respect you for being honest, first and foremost. Yes, I've said that plenty of times. I have witnessed the destruction that down low bisexual men cause to a woman's emotional well-being. you did the right thing, and I don't think anybody should judge anybody, but people have their bias, and they have a right to that bias. If a woman don't want a man who's laid with other men, that is her prerogative, that is her right. Try to not let that upset you. Okay? Finding the right person is hard for anybody, straight, gay, whatever. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
People are so screwed up out here now that it's hard to link and connect with somebody that you can create something with. So just keep plugging, man. Keep plugging at it. No pun intended.
Okay.
Just keep at it. Keep at it. Don't look. I tell people all the time, don't look for love. Let it come to you. Because one of the things you know is when you truly want something, it'll come to you. You just make sure you're on point, and when you're ready, so when it shows up, you're just ready to go. The best version of you is there. And continue to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let me just add to that. What people fail to realize is just because you are bi, if you decide to get into a committed relationship, that does not mean, because it's when people get it all messed up at, just because you're bi, that doesn't mean you just get the, you know, flip-flop, oh, you're with a man, and every time you got a little itch, without permission, without a conversation, you would just, boom, jump. Because some people don't like to get into committed relationships with bi people, because that's the first thing in their mind. It's like, okay, I'm going to be with this person, and I have to be completely committed to this person, but just because this person is bi, they get to just hop out in and out whenever they choose to be, you know, with that other person because they're bi. That's not how it's supposed to be. So mm-hmm. if you're looking for a relationship with someone, then make sure you can be committed to that person just like you want that person to be committed to you, unless it's open or whatever the case may be, which is still supposed to have some type of communication and honesty within it. But I just want people to keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind, because that is a whole nother issue for people who date straight people that date people that's bi. So,
yeah, that is a. I have to be honest. I don't hear this from a lot of guys, because a lot of guys don't share their history like that. I usually hear this from a lot of sisters. There's a few of them who are on the line now listening, who've wrote in over the last year or so regarding the same thing from their perspective. When you're dating a bi person, you have to treat that person based off of their actions and their own behavior. Because all bi people, it's almost like, sometimes people think, oh, because they're bi, they're going to cheat on me. Oh, they're bi, my coochie ain't good enough. He's going to want some man butt. Or vice versa. You can't think like mm-hmm. that. Because their bisexual activities was before you, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen while they're with you. So what you focus on is the commitment and the type of person you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a good person who's going to be loyal to you, no matter what their preferences, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. That eliminates all those fears and worries. The only way the bisexual stuff comes into play is when you start thinking outside of the normal vanilla relationship. Now we want to start having threesomes. Now we want to start getting into the swinger lifestyle. Okay, here comes the bi shit. So sometimes it's two guys, sometimes it's two girls. We don't know based off of the person's desires. But all in all, just, you know, treat, like we said in the last one, treat people right. You know, I'm happy this brother was honest, but I recommend that you start thinking about alternative lives, because the dating pool mm-hmm. sucks. The women are burnt out from the men, and the men are burnt out just from the shoot. So, it's going to be hard. People are judgmental, but start thinking about alternative lifestyles, maybe a poly situation, or you know, something open where you could spend time with a person and still go do what you need to do for yourself. That's my recommendation, because you're going to. I already see you stressing now, so I'm afraid for you, bro. All right. Situationship time, queen.
Okay.
Man. This one is from Tamia from South Philly, and she says she's having the hardest time getting over a situationship. She says, I'm 28, and I was dealing with this 26-year-old guy for weeks. He pursued me very hard, texting me every day, telling me how he wanted to be with me and how he wanted to do this and do that to me for hours. Okay, I got four paragraphs, so work with me, y'all. We had messed around for a number of times. Yeah, it was just sex, no dating, even though he wanted me to. And after we hooked up again and again and again, I said I'm not okay with just having sex with him. I'm thinking about dating other people. He got upset. We stopped speaking for a little bit. He tried to reach out to me. I was cold to him. And now that he stopped calling me and the texts stopped coming and I missed the dick, I noticed on Instagram he moved on. He's with a girl, and he seems like he's very happy. She's very pretty and gorgeous. Am I wrong for being so upset and so hurt? And am I stupid for letting a good dude go? What y'all think?
You are wrong for being upset and hurt because that's what you wanted. You know, you did not want him. And he was not obligated to sit around and wait for you to decide, you know, that you want to be bothered. All you can do is accept the reality of it and move on. And I mean, I'm not going to say that she's stupid, and this is the reason why. At that time in your life, that's not what you wanted. So it was right for you not to lead him on to think that you wanted something that you didn't want. You know, because when you do something that you're not truly into or ready for, you can hurt that other person. Maybe he was hurt in another way, but he wasn't hurt in a way where it damaged him, because sometimes people get into relationships that they're not ready for, and they don't do right by that person, and they damage them, and then it's a continuously history repeats itself, because now that person is damaged and has issues in their future relationships because of it. So I'm glad that since you weren't ready for it, you didn't lead him on. But you can't get mad for him moving on, for him, you know, finding someone. You said he genuinely looks happy. And if you want to get over him and not be bothered, it wouldn't help for you to be watching his social media pages. You might want to, you know, unfollow, unfriend, or block so you don't have to constantly see how happy he is if it bothers you. But it's reality. It is what it is. I don't want you in the future to feel obligated to jump into something that you're not ready for because you're thinking about this particular situation, you know, because just because he's so happy with this person, that doesn't mean that you guys would have been so happy if you guys would have been together. So you can't look at it how it is with someone else, how it would have been with you guys.
I ain't going to say you're stupid, but I'm going to say you're rigid as fuck. And you got what you deserved. According to what you wrote, you started off saying this man was blowing you up every day. He was talking that sex talk to you. That's one thing. That's the, you know, it's the little link. Okay, we get that. That's the fun with benefits, the situation shit. But and also with that, you mentioned that he wanted to be with you. He wanted to date you and all this other shit. You wasn't on time, that type time for that. And I respect that. You wasn't ready. But further on down in the message, you were talking about how you kind of cut him off because you wanted to see other people. And now you're going to write us to ask us, are you being, no, you're not being stupid. You're selfish. And you're short-sighted. Because let me make sure I got this right. You like them enough to fuck them multiple times. You like them enough to deal with them for weeks and weeks and weeks. You even admitted that you missed the dick. And when you finally got around to it and said, let me give him a try at dating. He already linked with somebody else. See, that's the problem with y'all. That's the problem with y'all. Why wasn't you looking at him? You can give him the ass, but you couldn't look at him in that way because you just wasn't, you know, you just wasn't on that tight time. You just wanted some dick. And when you felt like you was on that tight time, you went looking for somewhere else other than the dick you've been hopping up and down on for months. You goofy. It's goofy as fuck. I don't get it. Y'all complain about men all the time, and when y'all write, I rock with y'all. But you're not going to sit there and tell me this dude was good enough for you to crack them cheeks open for, but you didn't even think about the possibilities of dating him until you done ran through with all the other, then you want to come back around again. Nope. I'm glad he happy with Buquisha or whoever her goddamn name is. I hope she makes him happy as fuck, and you sit there look goofy.
I don't even think she
wants
to date.
And if you get horny, no, hold on now. If she gets horny, she can hit Pure Romance by Viola. Then, God damn it, we can get you straight with some toys until you find the next nigga you can fuck over. Goofy ass.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to date.
You want to touch more on that, Queen? Playing with these damn women, no. This bullshit. Because if it was a man saying that, you know y'all be putting your foot up his ass.
Listen.
Let that man talk about some, I had this chick, I was busting her ass, but then I started to see other people because I wasn't trying to date her. But then you said, these other people ain't shit, let me go back and check her. Maybe I'll date her instead. Fuck her out of here. Nah. Nah.
Leave that man alone, let him be happily in peace.
Yup. And now you all sitting there with the goofy shit. Exactly. Ms. Dopey said toxic ass. Exactly. Well, she's super toxic. You terrible, man. You've got to stop this selfishness. People aren't goddamn toys. If the man, look. If you're in a situationship, there's a reason why it's a situationship and it didn't blossom to a relationship. It could be that he has a person in his life or you got a person in your life, so y'all just got this sneaky link thing going on. Or if it's just there's too much going on in her life and too much going on, but y'all going to share that sex thing because y'all need it, right? I respect all that. I get all that. But at some point, you got to know each other enough to say, well, when I'm ready for a relationship, this going to be the person. And I'm fucking them. Why would you go trying to date other people? And then when your text messages and the blue loving slow up, you salty. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Man. Yep. Grass ain't fucking greener. You're right, Ms. Dukes. Motherfuckers, I tell you. All right, I'm done with her toxic ass. Let me move on because I felt that one in my spirit.
I see. When you did that.
Yeah, I thought, oh, man. I'm going to tear her ass up. No, she got to get it. Both barrels. All right, here we go. I think this is another one that's going to set me off. I think my wife is cheating on me with my friend. And this is from Divachu, D-I-V-A-C-H-U. Sorry if I'm butchering your name, bro. He doesn't say, I've never heard of you before, so I'm assuming your first time. I think my wife is cheating on me with my friend. What do I do, y'all? Last week, I went to do some groceries. Oh, shit. Here we go. I see why she's cheating on me. Last week, I went to do some groceries, and I found him with my wife in our bedroom. He claimed he was just here to take care of the dog, which he usually does when I'm out running errands. The problem is he always texts me before he enters my house, etc. Plus, my wife was home, so he couldn't have taken care of the dog and fed him. Oh, my God. I guess he's trying to say she could have did the feeding of the dog herself. Okay.
Yeah, she could have.
A few days ago, I was out getting the car and oil change and getting the dog groomed. And upon returning home, I saw him leaving my house. Only problem was that the dog was with me. So he couldn't use that excuse. I did not confront him, though. And when I asked my wife what he had been doing, she said he just been around for a visit. Is she really cheating on me? What do you guys think?
Oh, my goodness. That ain't your friend. Shit. And she ain't for you. First of all, it's no reason. Look, you just in denial, and you don't want it to be. And that's not. I'm gonna repeat this. This is not your friend. They just see how naive you are, because they just gave you any old excuse. What is a visit? Why is he visiting your wife? That's your friend. He's supposed to be visiting you. Like, yes, it's something going on, and if you're not going to want to believe what's in front of your face, then it's going to keep on happening to you. Oh, my goodness. I can't even go really deep into this because it's a clear, yes, stop being dumb, stop being naive, stop ignoring the stuff that's right in front of your face.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, if I was going to get rid of that damn dog, I don't know what kind of dog you got, but you need a big-ass Rottweiler to defend the damn house from friends coming over.
And then you didn't come.
There's a dog getting fed, all right?
Ain't say nothing to your friend, nothing to your friend. You just let him walk up out of your house while you not there, while you and your dog not there. Shit, I bet you
all I know is, bro,
some communications.
Hey, bro, you need to get on Amazon and get one of them black lights that tell you what kind of DNA has been spilled in the house that you can't detect with the human retina. And I'm sure the whole fucking room is glowing. If you lay in the bed tonight and there's a crispy, crunchy filling on the sheet, you shouldn't have been out grooming that damn dog. Because while you out there grooming your dog, he was in there grooming your bitch. But anyway, next question. All right. Grooming his fucking dog. What do you guys think? think you're a fucking goof. I would have put both feet. They would have said to surgically remove my goddamn size 13s out my friend's ass for coming out of my goddamn house.
Right.
Man. Whew. I needed that story because it made me feel good about myself. It reminded me that my life ain't that fucked up. Oh, man. Okay. All right. This is from Nerdy Girl, who wants to remain anonymous, of course. She says, recently she told her male friend that she masturbated to him and to the thought of him and looking at his pictures on Twitter and IG. She also said that he told her he was flattered, but now he's curious. How do men feel when a woman rubs off to him? I know how I feel when men told me that they masturbated to my pictures, but I'm generally curious. I would assume most men wouldn't mind it as long as she looks good. Would they mind it if she's a plus size or AKA a fat girl who isn't so attractive? What do you guys think? Holy fuck. All right, we got about 3 minutes, Queen. Let's try to knock this
out. Well, that's for you. She wouldn't know how guys feel.
Mm-mm-mm. This one was all over the place. She went to telling.
But did she automatically change because they plus five that they not attractive?
I don't know. I don't get it. She went from, she told another friend about it. She masturbated to him. He was flattered and said he was curious. I'm going to try to be, we ain't got a lot of time, but I'm trying to break this one down in my own head. And then she asked, how do men feel when a woman rubs off to them? That was question number one. One, we like it the same way y'all like it. You know, but your second statement, but what if she's not as attractive? She's AKA a big girl, fat girl, whatever the case. If a man likes you, he likes you. No matter what size or shape you are, if he's attracted to you, he's going to love it. If he's not attracted to you, then he's probably going to like it anyway because it's going to feed his ego. Genuinely, we don't care. We're just happy that anybody can masturbate to us. I'm just keeping it real. We don't mean we're going to do it back. We might not go to your IG page and go good, but we're happy. Okay, damn. All right, shorty, we're not to me. Okay, I feel special today. But, nah, it don't matter what size you are, so.
It's always fantasized about. What's her name? Did she give a name?
That is Nerdy Girl.
Oh, Little Miss Nerdy Girl. What if they said because you're a nerd that you wasn't attractive? First of all, I can't even take what you say at face value because you think just because someone is small, that means they're attractive, and someone is big, there isn't. So your definition of what a nerd is might be completely screwed too. So, I'm going to leave that one there.
It's just ridiculous. I don't even know what to make of that story because you went one way and did a fake out on me on the second half of it. But okay. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, we like it. You could look like a foot and we'll still play. Oh, okay. Yeah, she rubbed one off to me. I would never bang her, but okay. All right, cool. We're just that primordial. All right, Queen. Well, listen, Thursday, we're going to be talking about fetishes, kinky shit. And sexy confessions. I purposely stayed clear from the sex talk, you know, so I'm saving it all for Thursday. Book your event for church because you're going to need it after this. Some nasty, trifling-ass people say what they got to say. I can't wait for y'all to hear about the girl who comes when she licks her man's underarm because she's addicted to underarm hair. All right, Queen.
On that note, that concludes our show for today. I thank everybody for writing in. Looking forward to Thursday, Sotokana. And see what kind of new Pandora boxes and topics and stuff that we're going to open up because I don't think nothing surprises me. We've talked about almost everything on this show. I love it. I want to thank Hakim. And, you know, the constant support from our listeners. Any last words? I'm scared to ask. Any last words before I sign off?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Ladies, get your man and lick them goddamn underarms. I listen, this is the new shit in 2021. Spit the little balls out, but lick the underarms.
Keep me in the 2020 then. But that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time. Good night, everybody.
Get them armpits, y'all.